This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel has conducted one of the most high-profile attacks during the war in Gaza. An Israeli airstrike in Gaza kills three sons and four grandchildren of top Hamas leader, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The deaths threatened to strain efforts to reach a ceasefire. And the strike came a day after President Biden said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's handling of the war is a mistake. Today, he urged Israel to ramp up efforts to get more aid into Gaza.
We're getting in somewhere in the last 3 days over 100 trucks. It's not enough.
The president says he's been blunt with Netanyahu.
We'll see what he does in terms of meeting the commitments he made to me.
And he's demanding another entry point for aid trucks in northern Gaza. An Israeli official says one will soon open. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden urged Hamas militants on Wednesday to accept the latest proposal for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza in exchange for the release of some hostages held by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group.
They need to move on the proposal that's been made. And as I said, we'll get these hostages home where they belong, but also bring back a 6-week ceasefire that we need now.
Biden said he had been blunt and straightforward with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in stressing the need for Israel to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Biden welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida to the White House for talks on the delicate security situation in the Pacific, the war in Ukraine, and more. Biden is honoring a leader who's been one of his strongest allies in the face of international crisis.